What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We started it last year, and it is back again this year, Mount Rushmore Week. That is next week. Is the official Mount Rushmore week. Now, we can't do it without you. You can go to 94wip.com/Rushmore. You can fill. Now, it's for the last 50 years. That is what we're doing. We are doing Mount Rushmores for the last 50 years, so 1975 to 2025. We will ask you at 94wip.com/Rushmore for Phillies, Sixers, Flyers, Eagles, and one Philly sports in general. Now, next week will be filled with those Mount Rushmores, but as well, lots of other Mount Rushmores, as we did last year.
Mount Rushmore week, I think of all the weeks, is my favorite week.
Oh, really?
I think so,
and
yeah.
It's brand new.
Exactly. It was like a cool idea by you guys.
We may ask Ike to give his Mount Rushmore of Adam Sandler movies.
Okay.
We may.
You couldn't do Will Ferrell because you'd have to stop at two.
At two?
Yeah.
There's potential for changes, I believe, most notably in Phillies and in Eagles, in that there is a possibility that Jalen Hurts is voted onto the Eagles' Mount Rushmore.
Sure,
like,
it is.
That is a possibility. He was not on it last year. There is a now Bryce Harper was on the Phillies' Mount Rushmore last year. There is a possibility, given that how the Phillies have, you know, they've been good this year, but there has been, I would say, less energy or less excitement given the loss against the Mets. There's a chance Bryce doesn't get on the Mount Rushmore.
Timing's good for him, though.
Yes, he's
playing well right now.
And he told Rob Manfred to get the bleep out.
You know, that's what we all want. We all want him to be able to get more money.
Yeah, he's fighting for the other players.
He is. As a union guy, I respect it. Now, Elliot's Mount Rushmore, I know you will think deeply about yours.
Of course.
Are you willing this year? Have you thought it? Now, the biggest controversy of yours last year was not putting
Mike Schmidt
on your Phillies Mount Rushmore or Reggie White on your Eagles Mount Rushmore. I'm not asking you to give yours yet. We'll wait till next week. But you must be considering all of the arguments against those decisions for this year.
Yeah, I have a lot to think about when it comes to the Phillies.
Yes.
You really don't have to fill out a Phillies one.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Well, the big question for me with Elliot is, obviously, when we were off, you felt like it was, you could just be a real sportsman, right? And you got away from who you are.
Oh, yes, with his century list.
He gave a real take.
Yes.
What was this about?
Well, the fact that you put guys on there that hadn't won championships, three of your five.
Oh, right, I forgot. Yeah,
you know,
after you
filled out your list specifically based on
your
who won
Zach
championships.
Your boy Zach Wheeler was good this weekend.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, see, what happens is...
Quinion never had a bad game last year.
And he picked off Jalen.
Here's the deal, is that when Zach Wheeler doesn't have a good start, it's a big story. When Jalen Hurts does, it's a big story.
And Quinion
so that's
hasn't.
The difference Quinion between
hasn't.
The two. Well, we don't know. How many interceptions did he have last year?
I think one.
In the regular season, how many?
Yeah, we didn't get thrown
Zero.
At a lot.
Zero.
Yeah.
Well, he got thrown at.
Not a lot.
I mean, he got beat in the Falcons game.
Yeah.
And there was another game.
Washington.
And didn't he get beat in the Rams game? Wasn't that his guy?
So I think that game was over by then. if I remember.
The Rams game wasn't over until the last play. I'm talking about the snow game.
Oh, yeah. No, that wasn't
that was
him. No, that was
Slay.
You're talking about the Puka Nakua. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that was Slay. All right. Well, I'm excited for Mount Rushmore week. There will be Mount Rushmores every single hour next week. So if you hate it, I got bad news for you.
Yeah.
We're going to overdo it. Okay, so quick question for you, Elliot. So Jalen has not had two particularly good days.
Correct.
You asked Kevin Petullo, or I don't know if you asked him, but he answered. He was asked about, like, do you want a player to like not take chances and you know not make errors, or do you want players to take chances and make those mistakes?
Correct.
He said in training camp that is a time to make those mistakes.
Yep.
I want them making those mistakes. You said I disagree with Kevin Petullo.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I do. Yeah. I just think twofold. One, when Jalen has had camps where he's not throwing interceptions, that has translated over to that year. So in 2023,
but not necessarily last year.
It did translate over last year.
It's
not
deceptive.
The beginning.
I agree. But when you look at his full season, he had a career low in interceptions.
And he also had probably a career low in passing attempts, except for his first year.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Definitely but had a career low in passing attempts.
He wants to do some research.
We'd have to look it up. But
okay.
He
I
did
will.
Have a career low. Regardless.
Okay.
Regardless. I personally believe that you shouldn't do things in practice you wouldn't do in a game. I don't get the benefit of having that muscle memory of doing something. I think in practices, you should practice like you play.
But they want them to do different things in a game.
Yes.
And when you try different things, you might make a mistake.
Yes.
It would be very easy for Jalen to do the things he's always done and take a lot of checkdowns. And I'm not saying that's what he's always done. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
In training camp,
he probably does that in practice more than any time.
Yes. They want him to get comfortable
yes.
with those other things. And even though at this point he may not have practiced enough to be good at it,
right.
he may make those mistakes.
Yeah, so I'm not saying Jalen should check it down all practice. What I'm saying is I don't have much appetite for watching Jalen throw it across his body 7 or 8 times in training camp, throw it into double coverage to see if he can squeeze it in that window. Like
That's different.
That's not what anybody's saying.
Okay, so maybe we're viewing this differently. I'm viewing it as is like take chances in practice you wouldn't in a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I agree with you in terms of throwing it deep and all that. Like I agree with that. But what I hear is, well, if you throw 5 interceptions in a practice, it doesn't matter because you're just trying. I want Jalen to practice for the most part like he's going to play. I'll agree with your, you know, try a little maybe different things, but I don't want him making throws he wouldn't make in a game.
What practice is for is to get better at the things that you're not good at.
Well,
like that's what practice is.
Yes.
No, I get that, but
yeah.
to an extent. But also, when you're in the team drills, it's also practicing what you're going to do in a game. Like that,
yes.
you're also
yeah.
practicing what
but
you're going to
do. But some of
in
those
game.
Things he is not good enough at, so he should try them, even though they may result in mistakes.
But so
here's what this is, real quick. From my interpretation, they don't want you to be afraid to pull the trigger on a throw if you see it. In other words, in games, you can get a little gun shy because obviously turnovers matter more in
Correct.
A real game.
Yes.
So you may not pull it down. But if you are pulling it down in practice because the opposite color jersey may be in your line of sight. Then you're never going to pull the trigger in the game. So if you at least are willing to throw it in practice, right, and not be afraid of that interception, then maybe you're willing to make that throw in the game. You do realize that's how a lot of these guys make throws. These guys like Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, they're making tight throws in games that you'd be like, I wouldn't have made that throw. But that's why they're special.
Because
they make those throws.
I agree with you that I thought last year an issue Jalen had in the passing game was things were open and he was pulling it down and not throwing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the benefit of that was he was ultra conservative. They won the turnover battle almost every week. So I'll agree with you in practice that if the play is called and that guy that it's supposed to go to is maybe like not 100% open, but it's there, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
What I'm more talking about is I don't need to see Jalen whipping it across the field.
Right. Like, I agree with that. You don't need to be reckless.
Exactly. Where it's like you would never, ever do that in a game.
Right.
And you shouldn't do it in a game. So don't do it in practice. That's maybe where we differ.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody, I'm with you on that.
Okay,
then maybe I'm misinterpreting.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody's saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think they're more or less just wanting to be confident making throws that he may be uncomfortable making.
Yeah.
Because in the NFL, that's going to happen. By the way, last year was by far the fewest amount of attempts he had.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, they were up big in a lot
of games. They basically were running.
Yeah, that was it.
Listen, hold up.
They were
running. They were running a damn wishbone offense.
Psychopath.
In 2021.
You live in dreamland.
They were.
And they threw the ball more that year. They're running a wishbone offense in 2021.
I mean, it's a fact. They were up huge. They had like two or three fourth quarters where they ran the ball the entire quarter. That's going to impact the amount of attempts. Now, I agree with you. They were last in the league in first down throws and first quarter throws. So clearly, they threw it less. But the total number is impacted by that. It is. It absolutely is. It's not a coincidence in 2023 he had way more throws when they were down or in close games all the time.
There are so many teams that have been that Baltimore was up a lot, Buffalo was up a lot, Detroit was up a lot, and they still didn't have career. By the way,
Baltimore led the league in scoring last year.
At last year's Eagles team, it was a really good regular season. It was not an all-time dominant, I can't believe this team is beating the sense out of these teams regular season. It wasn't.
So I'll agree with you to piggyback off the thing you were talking about last week. It was not an all-time great offense. I agree with you on that. I do think they definitely were very, very good in the fourth quarter of controlling the clock to win games.
Sure, absolutely.
And that does impact the amount of passes.
Sure, yes.
It does.
It does, but so does not throwing it in the first quarter.
For sure.
Yes.
I agree with that. But also, just really quick off what Ike said, like, are we sure we want Jalen trying a ton of tight window throws? I don't know if, like, he's good at how he plays quarterback now.
I agree. I agree. I agree. I'm not, this is so delicate. And this is where the OC and the quarterback coach, they have to make sure while you're trying to improve the passing game, you don't want to change who he is as a quarterback and throwing the football. I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with that.
We got
it's only so
Jack
much
and Spike
you can
just
do.
Waiting here to
it's only
no.
so much you can do there. We can't force it. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
Like
you can't force the throwing part of
no,
it.
No, I don't but I don't want him to be something that he's not.
Right.
But that's all part of It's all part of the discussion
about how good he actually is.
I agree.
I
think he's a good player, but you know, I wouldn't want. Shaq is a great player. I was a great player. I don't want him shooting threes all the time because he happens to be a great player.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean he's great at everything. You know.
I agree.
Okay, so I want to talk about the secondary right after Jack talks about National Appliance Warehouse.
Listen, if you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse and you've been wondering, like, when should I get down there?
Now?
Because you have to get down there.
July? Come on.
We might just start yelling at people.
Yes.
Now.
Okay, yeah.
So listen, and there's a lot of reasons to go down to National Appliance Warehouse. Of course, the big ones. The big one is you want the best appliance for you. Not only do they have budget, they also have premium appliances of every brand. The highly sought after Sub-Zero, Wolf and Cove.
Okay.
So all three there. Of course, they have your appliance needs. Two, you're going to get a great experience at National Appliance Warehouse. They truly pride themselves in having a team-first mentality that is there to take care of you, to treat you like family, the good part of your family. Also extremely knowledgeable. And also they deliver installation, all of that good stuff. National Appliance Warehouse takes care of you.
And by the way, when they tell you they're going to deliver at a certain time, and I experienced this, they're going to deliver at that time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and the delivery people, they're not going to be disrespectful. They're going to be cool, get your stuff in. And if you get that installation, they're going to take care of it. I'm sorry, I just want to say it.
And that's not just because your last name was Eskin.
No, it's because that's how they do it.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Listen, it's the Christmas in July savings event happening right now at National Appliance Warehouse. So you have Price Short, you have Tax Free Delaware, and now Christmas in July. So get down there today. Also, on top of all that, if you purchase a qualifying Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove appliance package and choose 3 years of additional warranty or a rebate up to $2,500, go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington today. As always, tell them Fred sent you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Do you believe, before we get to secondary, now you heard me talking about Super Bowlitis on Friday,
yes. Yeah.
Which is a disease that I believe has penetrated the Delaware Valley. Mm. James Seltzer and John Ritchie, super spreaders of Super Bowlitis.
I did hear that.
You also, I believe, a bit of a spreader,
yeah,
of Super Bowlitis. And what Super Bowlitis is this disease, because we won the Super Bowl, we completely forget what actually happened last year. I pointed out last year where John Ritchie said that the offense last year was one of the most dominant things he had ever seen and refused to say that the greatest show on turf was better. And James hesitated when Joe asked him if the defense was better than the offense last year. So I'm not asking if you have Super Bowlitis, because I believe if we stuck the Q-tip up your nose and did the test, you do.
I took a needle in the ass. Yeah.
Do you think it's a problem in town, and how do you think that we are able to rid people of Super Bowlitis?
Yes, I think you're probably going to diagnose me with it after my answer. But
okay.
I just think the Super Bowl does change a lot of things. It does. The fact that
It doesn't change what happened, though.
No, but it changes how you view it, because I think the games where they did not perform well ultimately matter less than the games than they did. So
did they have an offense that was as dominant as the greatest show on turf?
No, they did not.
Okay.
I agree with you.
Was their offense last year the more dominant unit, or was their defense?
So this is where I would...
Oh my God.
No, can I give my answer?
Yes.
That's why I went away from the microphone,
okay.
so I didn't talk.
They were not a historically great defense. They were a very good defense. They were a special defense. They are not a defense anyone outside of Philadelphia will be talking about in 10 years. They did have more rushing yards as an offense than any other team in NFL history. And I also think the defense, just like they helped the offense, the defense was aided by the fact the offense never turned the ball over and controlled the clock a ton.
Who was the better unit?
Hold on, I'm answering. I think the defense played better than the offense last year, but I think it's like 55-45 and not 80-20.
You realize, and this
they
is...
They set an all-time rushing record. You have to take that into consideration.
Yeah, and they also... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, that's half of the offense,
yeah,
and the other half of the offense was the bottom of the
league. Yeah, and for what it's worth, halfway through the season, we're like begging them to trade for an edge rusher because the pass rush was so concerning.
Okay,
so the defense also was not great every single
week. And here's what Super Bowlitis does. It's because you are so... You remember the scores of the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, but I wonder if you watched the game.
I did, multiple times.
Because the defense because I know we look at the points, and the points were the most, as James said, at his very high pitch, very loudly, the most points any team has scored in those two games.
Point.
What's that?
I actually think the fact that their offense scored more in two games than any other one is a they are not an all-time great offense, but it is an argument for them being a great offense.
But if you would watch the games, which I think Super Bowlitis, it causes this problem, you will see that against Washington, the defense being dominant, giving them short fields, causing turnovers, was the impetus. It wasn't like they were driving up and down the field. That's not what happened. It's also not what happened in the Super Bowl.
Correct.
The Super Bowl, they had the Chiefs running scared, the defense did. So I look, the offense capitalized, and that was great. But if that defense did not play the way that they could have won either of those games with an average offense. They weren't winning either of those games with an average defense. Though that defense was dominant in both of those games.
So this is where I'll disagree with you a little bit, and not so much on the Super Bowl. Like the Super Bowl, the defense was absolutely, they just beat the Chiefs up. I agree with you on that. The Washington game, for what it's worth, like the offense had to score at the end of the first half on that 4th-and-1 for them to even be winning that game. I mean, it was a close game and the offense made big plays to help them pull away. But I would also say too for the defense, it feels like with the offense, you remember more of the you remember some of the negatives with the offense, but not the negatives of the defense. The defense gave up the game-winning drive against Atlanta. They gave up the game-winning drive against Washington. They basically gave up the game-winning drive against Carolina, except the guy dropped the ball. They were not a great situational defense when games were close last year.
I agree. I'm not saying they're an all-time defense. I'm just saying they're better than the offense.
That's why I view it a little more 50-50 than you do, because the offense, we will probably never see a better rushing attack than we saw last year with the Eagles. We will see better defenses, probably, like, or better units than that. Like, they didn't have an all-time great
pass rush.
They didn't
have
an all-time great secondary.
Right, but when you talk about the offense, you're talking about the rushing game. When I'm talking about the defense, I'm talking about the defense.
No, I get that, but
you see what I'm saying?
What was the most special unit on the team last year?
The offensive line.
Well, yeah, I mean, the running game. But yes, Ron, but that's why I don't view it as it was definitely the defense. I view it as it's closer than you do.
So, the secondary.
Yes.
This year's secondary.
Speaking of defense.
Yeah, let's, do you want to start with safety or corner?
Let's start with safety.
Okay. You tweeted today, you think they need another safety.
They have to acquire another safety.
Whether it's sign or trade.
I think going into the season with this group of safeties, unless you're going to move Cooper to safety full time, which that's a different discussion, but if their plan as currently stated is to play Cooper when they're in base, which will be basically never, and in nickel have someone else at safety, then I think they're doing the team a disservice going into the year with this group. Could Sidney Brown be great? Yes. Could Makuba be great? Yes. Even if
great?
Not great, but you know what I mean? Like they could have good years.
Yeah.
Even if you're hoping that, how do you not have a better safety net than Tristan McCollum and Andre Sam? Makuba and Sidney Brown have never played a full season at safety. They have got to go acquire somebody that is a base-level, competent NFL safety. And so this way, if Makuba and Sidney Brown don't work out, you at least have somebody to put in there. I'm not saying
the Adoree Jackson of safeties.
Someone like that. Maybe a little better than Adoree. But yes, I'm not saying go out and give out a first-round pick for some 26-year-old stud safety. I'm saying they need to get somebody that's competent.
Like a Justin Simmons.
Yeah, like Justin Simmons.
He knows the defense. He knows Fangio.
He's just waiting around laughing.
Yeah, he's waiting.
Knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I was told he already bought a house in Jersey. Is that the rumor?
Like, Makuba is already hurt. And obviously, injuries are not players' faults, all those things. But when you're the smallest safety in the NFL, you run the risk of getting hurt. And I believe if he starts, I think E.J. Smith of the Inquirer tweeted this out. I believe that's who it was. He would be the smallest starting safety in the league this year if he's their starting safety. He's a small guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean he can't be a great player and all those things. What it does mean is he's at a physical disadvantage to other safeties. And you are other players. Mm-hmm. And what you already see is he's already banged up. And I don't know how serious it is yet. I'd be surprised if he's at practice tomorrow. But when he's not there, what is there at safety? Sidney Brown's been in the league for 2 years and hasn't gotten on the field. Now, there's mitigating circumstances, but he's not gotten on the field. Andre Sam was a practice squad player. Tristan McCollum is probably closer to a practice squad player than a starting NFL safety.
Lewis Cine,
nobody will put on the field. He was a first-round pick. He has to have the fewest amount of snaps for a first-round pick in 3 years, right?
Not great.
So I'm not saying give up on these guys. I'm not saying they can't have good years. I'm saying you need somebody, so if you get to week two and they're all bad, that you can put back there with Reed that at least has played in the NFL for, you know, like 3,000 snaps and has seen things and all that.
Yeah. I mean, I believe in Sidney. I need to see him out there playing, right?
Right.
I actually need to see, does he hurt the defense or is he a player that makes special plays or is he just out there as a defender?
Also someone that's had trouble staying healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And corner, the only reason I bring it up is because Adoree Jackson has basically taken over the first team, it seems like.
It does seem like that.
For now.
So, Kelee Ringo, first team drill of the first day camp was a starting corner. Now, they do rotate, and that was always going to be the plan. But to me, it feels like Adoree is starting to get more of those snaps. The last 2 days, he's been the first one out there. I feel like it might have even been the last 3 days. I'll have to go back and look. But it just seems like he's been out there more and more.
Ike mentioned this
not
earlier.
Not Adoree guy.
It's just, well, no,
it's just not a good. It's just not a good sign because you know they want Kelee Ringo to get it. Like, yeah. Like if you're the team, you've invested time and a draft pick into this right. guy, and if he's already this quickly being usurped by a guy who's like, he's just like a guy. Adoree Jackson's just a guy. He's a third corner. Or, yeah. You know.
It makes me wonder, mentally, does Kelee Ringo give them what they're looking for? In other words, does he understand the defense? Does he understand down and distance? Pre-snap formation recognition, because from a physical standpoint, we know that's not the issue.
He's got all the physical tools
that you want. He's fast. He's big. He has all of that. So it seems like, is there something from a either technique? Is he not really technically sound as a defensive back, or does he understand the defense? Because, like you said, he's one of their guys. They would want him to be out there.
They traded up quite a bit to get him. Yeah.
So now maybe this is, listen, I also know coaches, and Vic Fangio's an old school coach. Could be playing a little mental game with him here.
Make him earn it.
Yeah, make him earn it. You know, sometimes you get a little bit too comfortable and you think the job is yours, right? And you're lacking a little bit in some things. So maybe this could be something to light a fire under Kelee Ringo. This is a long way from being over. This training camp battle. It's a lot left to be decided. Games, health, everything else. Ideally, they want Kelee Ringo to be the starter. Adoree Jackson is going to be the guy if Kelee can't do it.
The thing I wonder about Kelee Ringo is the way that you have described him, I've heard other people describe him, is that physically he looks like he's got it. The question is, at some point you have to be able to play football. Like, you have to be able to.
Yeah, you got
to
do it.
My concern with Kelee is it feels like a lot of times I'm tweeting out, you know, good catch by AJ or whatever. Like, great coverage by Kelee, but they caught it. Kelee seems like he has good coverage a lot, but they're constantly catching the ball. Mm-hmm. And I do think some players are good at being close, and then, like, they can never finish the play. And that's what I'm a little worried about with Kelee. The other name I would put on your guys' radar is Mack McWilliams. He made a really nice play today. He's been practicing on the outside. He has experience on the inside.
Is he a fourth-round pick?
I think it was either fourth or fifth. Okay. I don't remember. Okay. So I would keep an eye on him. But again, like, to tie in the safety thing real quick, I just don't think for a Super Bowl contender, it's fair to these rookies and guys that haven't played to expect such huge contribution. Like, I mean, let's be real. Andrew Mukuba is a rookie.
He's not going
to
be the starter.
I agree with that.
He's not going to be the starter.
It's fair. If you just use the word realistic, I think is
more.
But
I also think there's fairness to it, too.
There's no fairness in the NFL.
I'm just saying, for their long-term development, I don't know if throwing them out there is the best, with all these huge expectations, is good for their development.
Hey, man. You play for the Eagles. High expectations. That's
exactly right.
Yeah, come on.
Remember, Kansas City beat us with a young defense.
With rookies?
When they beat us.
They're pretty close.
When they beat us, there's a lot of young players. Okay, players on their defense.
Yeah. They weren't the smallest safeties in the league. But.
Well, that's true. Man. That's a physical thing.
Well, Devontae is small, and he overcame it.
He did.
Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was also a Heisman winner.
Thank you.
So, and by the way,
there's
nothing wrong. Like, he's not getting benched because A.J. Brown is catching passes on him. A.J. Brown catches passes on everybody.
No, I mean, this has been a constant with Kelee in practice.
I'm saying that, but if it's those receivers, I don't think he's getting knocked for that.
I agree with you.
It's probably something else.
It's got to be something else.
All right. Is there a new Go Birds podcast in everybody's feed already?
Already.
For today's podcast?
Yep, a pod from day four of practice, and then obviously the daily pod tomorrow.
Wow. So is that two pods every day?
Two pods every day.
Oh, my God.
This guy, two a days.
You're like a machine.
Yeah, I know the Eagles won't do it.
Oh, goodness gracious. That is Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, thank you as always.
Thank you.
You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. What is coming up in the top five?
The best things that I saw this weekend.
Goodness gracious.
Wow, you're on a streak.
Dude, I promise they're not mailing in, but they're funny.
Okay.
Like, as long as they work, it don't matter.
Yeah.
All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.